as well as the Underground, the Tube London has 6 overground lines, known informally as the Ginger Line. Well, from now on, they are to be known with separate names. The Windrush Line, the Suffragette Line, the Liberty Line, the Lioness Line, after the England women's football team, the Mildmay Line, named after a hospital specialising in HIV treatment, and the Weaver Line, which relates to the local textile trade. Emma Strain is Customer Director at Transport for London. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and intrigued by your choice of names. They are being fairly robustly criticised as virtue signalling. Is that unfair?
I think that is unfair. London is an incredible city. It's diverse, it has huge, many different communities, many different views. We've done a lot of work on this project. Mainly, it's designed to make the network more accessible. So those 6 lines you described, lovingly known as the Ginger Line with our orange roundel, are actually quite difficult to work out which line is which. If you're not a regular user of the line, then that could be quite difficult. We think that by making them, giving them new colours and giving them names, it will make them more accessible to everybody and will bring new users onto the transport network.
OK, can I just pick up on, say, one of the names, the Suffragettes? Mm. Yes. Who were, on the one hand, campaigning for, of course, the vote for women. On the other, committed acts of violence as they moved towards that goal. Is that an appropriate choice of name?
Yeah, I think we looked at this carefully, but then you think about that overall role that they played in, you know, bringing democracy, you know, in enabling women to vote. That's really important that we remember that. And we talked with the Fawcett Society about this morning, and they've been involved in the unveiling that we did. And they talked very much about that partnership between the suffragists and the suffragettes. They did come together, as well as some of the challenging things that happened at that time.
The suffragists, of course, were non-violent, weren't they?
Yes, that's right.
But you chose to go with the suffragettes.
And I think it's about also, when you think about line naming, it's also about how easy the word is to say, and I think that, and how the people need to be able to recognise it, say it, learn it, use it. And it, for us, it felt like that suffragette line is an easier way to describe that line. But I think the whole pit story is about women and their right to vote and women's rights going forward to today.
But I mean, these are a pretty explicitly political choice of names compared to, say, the traditional names of, you know, District Line, Piccadilly Line, things like that. There was a decision made at some point that you were going to go for political names.
No, the decision we made was to go for names that will tell the stories of the whole of London. So we spoke to a great raft of people when we were thinking about these names. We spoke to customers, we spoke to historians, industry experts, community groups. Lots of names came up. We discovered lots of things and stories about London, some of which are less well known. And then we looked at all of those and thought, actually, how do we represent London's communities and London's stories? And what we'll do over the course of the summer is tell those stories in more detail.
Lovely.
So that's where these names have come from. And I think they're really powerful and they tell stories of London's diversity, which is just wonderful.
Emma Strain, thank you so much for coming on The World at One.